Welcome back to Ozone Live. Today, our guest is Yannick Ngakoue. Yannick is having a great season so far. 9 sacks on the season. If you want to vote for him to send to the Pro Bowl, go to www.jaguars/probowl.com and vote for your fellow Jaguars. If you have any questions for Yannick, go ahead and comment on the Facebook Live page, and your question can be heard right here. John, over to you.
9 sacks.
Yeah.
10 games. When you're going through your preseason goals, are you putting down numbers? I mean, is that close to it? This kind of pace?
Preseason goals, yeah, definitely. Just trying to be recognized as one of the best. But my preseason goals was just to make an impact in the locker room, getting guys to look up to me and try to follow me, and just trying to become a better leader and become a better teammate.
Now, thinking back to this time last year, we didn't do this show, but if we had, we'd been sitting here talking about a 2-8 team. Now it's a 7-3 team. Fun? You having fun with this?
Yeah, definitely having fun, man. When you're winning, it goes by fast. Last year, it wasn't too well for like a long season, but this year, I can just tell the energy and the guys in the locker room, they're enjoying themselves, and I'm just loving the atmosphere.
There's so much talk, and we'll get to social in a second. Calais Campbell is going back to play Arizona this week. And I talked to guys in the locker room this week. You are struck by the impact this guy's had. And I'm curious, for you, what kind of impact has he had on you?
He's having a great impact on me. We definitely sit next to each other each and every day in defensive meetings, and we just critique each other on film, try to give each other tips to help each other out. And I'm pretty sure he learned a lot of stuff from me, and I learned a lot of stuff from him, and we just try to push each other each and every day.
Now, Tashaun yesterday, Tashaun Gibson in the locker room said, at times you guys are talking all the time back there,
mm-hmm.
you and Calais. I mean, yeah. It's pretty, how much are you guys talking? How much is he helping you just in terms of the details of your position?
We're definitely hip to hip every day. We're talking about how we can beat the offensive guard and the left tackle, because me and Calais, we rush on the same side
right.
every Sunday. And we got chemistry on the field that we can just look at each other, give each other signals. I know he's going high, I know I'm going low. It's just we're at that point where we know what that person's going to do without really having to say too much.
Do you feel that growing? Is that something that gets better and better as you go on, just – sort of natural hand-in-hand?
Yeah, definitely. Not just between me and him, definitely between all four guys on the defensive line unit. When we're out there, the rotation is crazy. Dante, Malik, we all have great communication, great hand signals, and we can just read each other knowing what we have to do.
We'll go over to social. Ashlyn?
We have all Instagram questions today. The first one from @JNubs. Who is your favorite player growing up?
Definitely my favorite player. I have to give it to Walter Payton. I loved that position growing up, quarterback and running back, and those were one of the main guys that led a great example to play that position. So I would definitely say Walter Payton was my favorite player growing up.
Now, I'm fascinated here. You said right before we came on that you're a guy who likes to watch America's game.
Yes.
And you're sort of a football junkie, if you will. Not every player who plays is as into the history of the game as you are, but it attached itself to you really early, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I used to get yelled at all the time with my mom from just throwing the football in the house with my brother, just trying to imitate what I was seeing on NFL Network and watching America's Game and stuff like that. And that's how I grew to love the game. And I told my mom I want to play football. She took me to my first practice, and it went from there.
Well, I did that too, but I turned out like this. I wasn't getting 9 sacks. So, Ashlyn?
Next one from Jack Plon on Instagram. Who has the best style and fashion sense on the defense?
Okay, that's a good question.
It can't be Telvin with that green suit the other day, no?
All right. We want to talk about away games and road trips and stuff like that. We're going to have to give it to Telvin. He has a great suit combination. But off the field, I don't know. I'm going to have to get it to myself. I'll give it to myself.
If you do say
fashion,
so yourself.
Yeah, myself. All right. Yeah.
All right, Ashlyn.
From Jack Goldstein, what is your biggest fear and why?
That's a good question. My biggest fear is to let my teammates down. That's my biggest fear. Definitely, guys look up to me, and I look up to a lot of guys in the locker room, and we just try to hold each other accountable. So definitely just letting guys down. I want to make sure I'm a leader on and off the field.
Motivation is an interesting thing for you, because we've talked several times since you've been here. Being drafted lower than you probably should have been is a motivation. There's a drive for you to prove yourself still in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Even through – 2 years.
Yeah, even through 2 years, yeah, definitely. I just want to just build that respect around the league as being one of the top edge defenders. I definitely respect all the guys that they talk about now, but I definitely want to be in that category of being talked about, and I just want to let my past talk.
Gotcha. So. Ashlyn?
From @Coltrane2005, who is your favorite person on the team other than yourself?
I'll give it to Miles, man. That's my guy. Miles Jack. He's funny, enthusiastic. We're locker mates. He's right across. He's a funny dude. I'll say Miles, man.
That's an amazing bunch. Came in together, too. Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing bunch you came in with. You're talking about Jalen, Miles, Unique. I mean, there's not a lot of draft classes who hit that. I assume there's some pride there among you guys coming in at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. Those guys, not even just talking about myself, those guys are great athletes, great players. Jalen is a lockdown corner, shutdown corner, and Miles hasn't even scratched the surface yet of his potential, what he's going to be in this league. So,
how has he come through this year and improved in your eyes, Miles?
Just being vocal. He's more vocal and he's more confident and when he's making calls and checks, and you definitely can just feel the leadership role from him. I'm looking to my left, looking to my right, and I'm hearing him when he's making play calls. And you can just tell, you can look at him, he has the swag, he has the confidence to be definitely a great Mike linebacker in this league.
And that's a tougher thing than people realize. I mean, because you're playing and you're reacting, but you're dependent on that ear in your – I mean, you're depending on that voice in your ear, and it's a big responsibility.
Yeah, it's definitely a big responsibility to hold that as a second-year player. He's got a big responsibility now, a lot more responsibilities. He's doing a great job of it, just making sure, like I said, getting the checks down, letting us know the blitzes, things of that nature. So he's doing really good.
Now, what I'm curious about, you're sitting here, you're a mild-mannered guy, you're sort of calm, and yet when you talk to players and you say, who are the biggest talkers out on the field? I keep hearing Telvin, Jalen, which I get those two, and I keep hearing about 91. Is that real?
Yeah, I just feel like I turned into a different person when I put the my helmet on the field. It's a war. It's a war zone out there. It's either you're gonna hunt, and I don't want to get hunted, so I'm gonna hunt when I'm out there, and I'm gonna be the bully.
And there are times I got talked to you about last week in the locker room, the dancing between plays, the fun you guys seem to be having.
Yeah.
Again, it just looks like it's an amazing thing to be part of this defense when it's playing well. The adrenaline rush you guys must feel out there.
Yeah, definitely. You see guys out there with their own dances, their own handshakes and stuff like that. It just shows you the fun we had. We started in camp. We grinded our way all the way to this point, and we're just reaping the benefits of all the work we put in.
I got you. I think Ashlyn has a few more. A
few more. This one from Barry Avery. You have such a unique name. What was the origin behind it?
Origin, it's a French name, and my mom, she named me after the tennis player Unique Noah. So that's where I got my name from.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Appreciate it.
From H. Harris 2, what's your favorite meal to eat after a game?
Ruth Chris. I love sweet potato casserole, steak, and lobster mac and cheese. So Ruth Chris.
Now, I got to ask you, going back to that, it was Yannick Noah, but it's Unique Ngakoue.
It's Unique, yeah, Unique.
Okay, I got you.
I was one of those guys in class, you know, the first day of school where they would name the roll call.
Okay.
And they would name everybody. You got Adam, anybody, just normal names. Then when you get to my name, the teacher would have a hard time pronouncing it. So I used to be real nervous and kind of ashamed and shy about my name at first. But I started to embrace it as time went on. My mom named me that, so I got to embrace my name. And that's why I try to correct people. My name is pronounced Unique.
Well, I messed it up for a long time, but I got it now.
That's
how's
fine.
That? So, yeah. All right. Yeah. Ashlyn?
Now sending it over to our Facebook Live post. This one from Vince Kula. What's your favorite sports movie?
Favorite sports movie? I definitely would say that's a good one. Gridiron Gang. I like Gridiron Gang. Definitely one of my favorite sports movies. It just showed kids from a rough area growing up getting into a system where they're forced to play football, and a lot of kids actually liked it, and it turned out where a lot of people had a great future afterwards. So I would definitely say Gridiron Gang.
That's cool. Ashlyn?
This one from Taylor Richards on Facebook. Who's a quarterback that at the end of your career you can look back and say, I sacked that guy? Maybe tell your kids about it.
I got to think about that one. That's a great question. Quarterback, I didn't get him. So I would say I wanted to get Big Ben, but I couldn't get him down because that used to be my favorite team growing up, the Steelers. So I really can't say Big Ben, but.
There's a postseason coming up.
Yeah, postseason. We never know. We'll see. We can get back to that question when that time comes.
Okay, next one comes from an internal Jaguar, Darnell Brady. Who wins, you or a grizzly bear?
We going to be realistic?
Yeah, we're going to be realistic.
I'll give it to the grizzly bear. But on a good day, maybe myself.
So. I asked you this the other day. The sack fumbles kind of come your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you work on? Is that something that just comes from instinct, or how does that happen? That's a tough thing. I covered Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney. They were good at it. But not every defensive end who gets pressure is good at that.
Yeah, I'm definitely just rushing from the opposite side of the quarterback, the blind side. You have more opportunities to get a strip sack. Rushing from his blind side, he doesn't see you when he's winding up with the ball. But you always want to just stay tight across that corner and stay on that hip of that offensive tackle to be able to put yourself in a position to make that play. And it's a great feeling being able to rush from the right side because you know you're going against the left tackle and you can get to that.
Now, is that something that you're thinking about the ball as you're approaching, or do you have to kind of think about both? Are you going after the ball, after the quarterback, or
I'm going after the ball?
Okay,
the good ones, always. The good ones get sacks. The great ones get the ball out. So
that's a good quote, Ashley.
Put it like that.
All right, one more from Facebook. Dan Simpson, off the field, what is the biggest impact you hope to make?
I just hope to make, when I go back home to my city, just being a positive role model, a leader to kids growing up that want to be in my position one day, because it's very possible. And that's just my big thing, is being a positive influence to my community.
How number one in the league in yards allowed, number one in the league in points allowed. How good is this defense? And I asked people in the locker room this yesterday. There's a next step. What's the next step for you guys in terms of getting better? Well, or can it?
Consistency.
Okay.
Definitely consistency. I feel like we reached a surface where you can call us an elite defense, but I feel like we still have a long way to go that we can see for ourselves. It's more things we can do as far as fits and assignments, and we're just holding each other accountable, and we're going to become a great defense. So,
when you guys are talking going into a game, is there a feeling of, okay, what we've done so far is fine, but we got to test this. We got to see how good we can be. That's what it looks like right now. It looks like it's an ascending unit who is still trying to figure out exactly how good it can be.
Yeah, we just can't stay complacent. Had a great week of practice this week, and that's what it starts. It starts in practice. Practice makes perfect, and just got to stay consistent.
All right, we got one more from social.
One more from Instagram, from Fishing Mason. What is your normal pregame ritual?
My normal pregame ritual is to definitely just listen to music first, but also just to pray. Just ask God for that blessing to be able to go out there and do what I have to do and to stay healthy.
Unique, it's been fun to watch you the last couple of years. Look forward to it. I appreciate you doing this. Ashlyn?
Yes, thanks, Unique, for joining us today. If you want to go ahead and vote for Unique for the Pro Bowl, go ahead and log on to jaguars.com/Pro Bowl and vote for your fellow Jaguars. And thank you all for tuning in and sending us in your questions. We'll see you back here next week.